97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Mark Reardon Show.
Loser, loser, loser.
Witch hunt, scam, hoax.
You're gonna literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
My name is Joe Biden. Can't sing, can't dance. Can't do much of anything.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
Well, that's not true, Mr. President. You could classify how many 70, 80 million people as garbage, right? Sue, I thought that we would start this afternoon with a little music. I think this fits here.
All right.
See what you think.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
This is the new theme song for Kamala Harris.
Rotten or rusty.
And I'll tell you what, this thing has taken on a life of its own. And it's very fascinating because it comes on the heels of what happened at Madison Square Garden, right?
It's all full of holes.
I love that. Maybe my second favorite song after C is for Cookie. But let's get right into it here this afternoon because, you know, there's a couple of questions about what happened last night. But it's Marco Rubio, a.k.a. Lil Marco, let's face it, with Trump last night at a rally. And Fred, it's Rubio who basically tells Trump what Biden said, right?
Yeah, it happened while they were speaking. And someone came out and handed Rubio a slip of paper that explained what just happened. And Marco Rubio read it out loud and then handed it to the president to read himself. And then we've got the reaction.
Okay, so here's the, let me just play the original line from Biden. And this is the other weird thing, is that Kamala's doing her thing on the ellipse, right? And it's her closing argument. Did anyone watch that? Because I didn't watch it. I just saw some clips. It just seemed, you know, to use their word, weird. But at the same time, let's see if we get this right. At the same time she's doing that, he's on a Zoom call, right? And he's on a Zoom call, and he says this.
Just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done.
Okay, so they hear that, then Rubio hears it, the campaign hears it, then they do this.
You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. Are garbage.
Wow. That's terrible. That's what it says. So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
So there's his take on that. And, you know, what it essentially did is it nullified any of the, you know, controversy or the criticism from the comedian the other night at Madison Square Garden. Now, Sue, I'm assuming you have heard the explanation by the White House and what they say here. And by the way, not only the explanation from the White House and KJP, but the rest of the media and how they frame this. So this is my favorite here. Politico wrote the story this way. A comedian who appeared ahead of Trump at Madison Square Garden in New York City on Sunday called the American territory an island of garbage. Biden, in a Zoom call with the organization Voto Latino, said, quote, the only garbage, unquote, and they stop it there, was the, quote, hatred, unquote, of Trump supporters who said such things about American citizens. That's not what he said, though, because we know what he said. Now, they want to put an apostrophe on it, and they want to say, oh, he just kind of screwed up here. He wasn't really talking about anyone or anyone that would, you know, refer to Trump supporters. But I don't think it's working for them right now. So let me play some of the examples here. This was good. This is Tom Bevin, who's on Fox.
It's obviously not great for the Harris campaign, just as, you know, Trump battled a couple of days of bad news cycles. And this couldn't come at a worse time. I mean, it happened while she was speaking, while she was giving her closing argument. This entire thing blew up, which begs the question, what was Joe Biden even doing on a Zoom call at that point in time?
Yeah.
And it reinforces the idea that Democrats, you know, well, they've just spent a couple of days calling Trump supporters Nazis for being at this rally. that they really they're alienating, you know, voters that they're going to need in these swing states here in the final week.
Ethan, remind me, who's the guy that I had you pull the bite from, the guy that was on with Jennings on CNN? What did we label that piece of audio? Because that was pretty good, too. So in the immediate aftermath of all this, what was happening is they were trying to spin it, right? Because it was starting to take on a life of its own. So this is Franklin Leonard, who's on CNN.
I don't know that I would expect this president to be everywhere in this moment. I mean, look, a critical element, any coach will tell you, any CEO will tell you, a critical element of running a team and winning is assessing the strengths and weaknesses of your team members and making sure you allocate them in the right way. Joe Biden has never been a big arena speaker. He's never been the most fluid speaker. And by the way, as someone who had a stutter growing up, it's very obvious to me that there's an apostrophe at the end of supporters there. He was referring to the garbage spewed by supporters, not simply the supporters themselves.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, see, you didn't get it. You heard it differently because you don't have a stutter. The only people that would understand the true intention of what Joe Biden was trying to say was someone who has a stutter. And we thank Mr. Leonard for making that very clear. It gets even better. On MSNBC...
Now, some on the right have seized that comment to mean his supporters, meaning Donald Trump supporters, meaning all Trump supporters, half the country, saying the president is calling them garbage. The White House is saying, no, there's an apostrophe there. He's talking about his supporter.
An apostrophe.
His comments are unconscionable and un-American. That's the controversy last night.
Well, there's no controversy. I don't think there's a controversy. Joe Scarborough does.
Well, of course. And Donald Trump says shocking things every day in Fox News, and all of his apologists of the Republican Party immediately go to it and brush it off, explain it away, or just completely ignore it. Here, they're trying to make a firestorm out of something.
Keep trying, Joe.
Again, if you look at it, you look at what he said immediately afterward, which Donald Trump didn't say. He immediately afterwards said, no, that's not what I meant. I was talking about the comedian and people that supported that kind of talk. And, you know, Joe Biden obviously doesn't believe that.
Man, they are shilling over there. He doesn't believe that? Are you kidding me? What has he been saying? Listen to what he's been saying all along in this campaign. This guy has had two assassination attempts, if not more, because there have been suspects in some other things. And they want to talk about Donald Trump and the Republicans and the right's response to some of this and their rhetoric. It's laughable. That's why MSNBC and the gang at CNN are so hypocritical when it comes to this. I'll be the first to admit that Trump says things that are out there every once in a while, but they get dissected every day in the news. Let's just use very fine people. Let's compare and contrast this with very fine people. They, for years, there's some of them are still doing it, talking about the very fine people line. Completely manufactured and made up. He said it, but he said it with context. Now, they always want to put context in for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, right? Yeah. Never any context for Donald Trump. We're done with it, okay? We're sick of it. The country is on to you right now. It's an embarrassment what the legacy media keeps doing time and time again. The New York Times tried to do this with this story. It's really, now, at this point in the election, we should probably come to expect it. Then the briefing room today, KJP.
And I just want to read that out to folks. So he was regarding to the comedian. And I quote, I refer to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think of to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's all I meant to say. The comments at the rally don't reflect who we are as a nation. And to your question, your other question that you asked, no, he does not view Trump supporters or anybody who supports Trump as garbage. That is not what he views.
Bull, you know what? He absolutely, and the left absolutely views you that way. And this is quite stunning to me. And I have a hard time getting my head wrapped around the numbers, but they claim, and by the way, the Washington Post did a story in their own newspaper about this. They claim that 250,000 subscribers have canceled their subscription to the Washington Post because Jeff Bezos decided not to endorse. So these are people that are so angry and so full of Trump derangement syndrome that they're canceling a subscription to basically a newspaper that is propaganda for their side 99% of the time. But because Jeff Bezos says no endorsement in this, they're going to cancel. I don't know where they're going to go. Go to NPR, where they all lie to you anyway. It's unreal what's happening. But the other thing that I find interesting about this whole episode is And this is one of the points I was trying to make yesterday. When I get in the car on Monday morning heading back from, I was in Texarkana, Texas, I heard CNN, the misogynistic, xenophobic, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. They never once, nor did MSNBC or any of the broadcast outlets, I don't know about the New York Times, they didn't identify that guy as a comedian. They basically said, Trump said this. Trump said it came out of Trump, xenophobe. They didn't try to put that into context, that this guy was a comedian. I admitted yesterday that I don't think the room was right. And one thing that Paul Morrow said that really resonated with me is the room wasn't even full at that point. So you're in an arena where everyone's not paying attention. I don't know that the lines were appropriate for that particular instance, but they were from a comedian who was also at the Tom Brady roast and delivered lines that were even more harsh than that sometimes a comedian can do that and it's still funny, right? So that's really unbelievable that they, they don't ever want to provide context for anything else. But boy, when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in trouble, let's give you some context. Here's what our vice president said.
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. You heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not.
She's so full of it.
You
can just hear it. And she's trying to, do something now to make this not reflect as poorly on their side as it has already. Now, here's the other thing that's interesting. And I have a comment here. I haven't heard this from, this is Dana Perino. Because the other thing that they did, not only Politico, the New York Times, they're all correcting this for the White House, right? They're putting this into context.
They're adding punctuation. Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. And they did it in the White House transcript as well. And here's Dana Perino talking about that.
White House staff, press staff, changed the transcript, which is like big no-no, right? Yeah. Okay. And they tried to make it look like, it was singular. They used an apostrophe. I'm like, if you look really closely, maybe you can see an accent or a tilde or an umlaut. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's not what the president meant. Then you know that the president of the United States didn't write the tweet. Yeah. They're trying to match that up with what the White House press office said.
It's disgusting. At this point, what impact does it have on the race? I don't know, because so many people have voted. But this was an interesting little episode in the last couple of days. And I'll be curious to see, what the realistic impact is. But you have the legacy media out there scurrying to make apologies for this president and this ticket. We have one hell of a show today. Fred Bottomer is mainly responsible because he nails these guests down. And, I just toss out some names.
Fred Bottomer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
We're going to try to get our best pundits on the air here before Tuesday. And ladies and gentlemen, I think you are aware we have great pundits. We have pundits that you see on all these other networks that are on this show, and they have been for years. Like my friend Josh Krasauer. We've talked to Josh, Fred, I don't know, I might have talked to him now for 20 years at several outlets, right? Because I've been with him for a while, and he's been great to us. He's a Fox contributor. We don't pay these guys, $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month like the networks do, and they're very, very good to us, and I appreciate that. So we got Kilmeade coming up here in a couple of minutes. I know he was digging in and dialing down on some of the swing state polling today on Fox. Selena Zito, who, of course, was on the stage with Trump in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is her state. So she's great at reporting on the whole landscape throughout the country, but she knows Pennsylvania very well. And, this John Fetterman stuff, I played some of that audio yesterday from Fetterman. It's really interesting because he's calling it like he sees it with Trump's support in Pennsylvania.
You've said that Trump has a special connection with the people 100%. Of Pennsylvania. Why? What is it that you see that he appeals to in your state?
There's a difference between not understanding, but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around and you can see the intensity, it's astonishing.
Yeah, so it's real in Pennsylvania. What that means in the end, we won't know until, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm not sure it's going to happen on Tuesday. So Selena's coming up next hour. Josh Kay in the next hour. The legendary Ted Nugent. Fred, I reached out to you when I was on my trip, and I said, I was thinking about Uncle Ted. We just had him on a couple of months ago. We don't often have him on this close. And, too much of a good thing with Ted Nugent, that could be a little bit of an overdose and dangerous to the audience. But I decided to make that sacrifice today, and Ted will as well. He's very excited. I spoke with him a little earlier today because we're trying to get him to we forget this sometimes, Sue, to ask some of our great people, our very fine people, if you will, to say, hey, you're listening to the Mark Reardon Show, and do some liners, you know, those show liners and stuff.
Yeah.
So I spoke with Uncle Ted about that, and he has agreed to do some when he's not in the deer stand. And by the way, he may have to be in the deer stand this afternoon as well. Dwayne Patterson, who contributes at Hot Air, will also be with us this afternoon. So we're off and running here. We got a great show for the next 3 hours. Hang in there. Plus, audio cut of the day, and of course, Sue's News in the 4 o'clock.
Get more at 971talk.com.